This weekend, the play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf returns to Broadway, 43 years after it electrified audiences there for the first time. This one work is widely credited with changing the direction of American theater. In 1962, Edward Albee's ruthless examination of a marriage brought some harsh reviews. One review said it was for dirty-minded females only, while another called the play a sick play for sick people. Andrea Shea reports that it still makes a strong impression on today's audiences.
George and Martha are one of drama's most notorious couples. In Edward Albee's three-hour play, the history professor and his wife drink heavily and take cheap, cruel shots at each other while entertaining a younger campus couple in their living room. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor immortalized George and Martha in director Mike Nichols' 1966 film version.
All right, George, what do you want?
An equal battle, baby, that's all.
You'll get it.
I want you mad.
I'm mad.
Get madder.
Don't worry about it.
Good girl. We'll play this one to the death.
Yours.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Here come the little tots. You'll be ready for this.
I'm ready for you.
4 years before the film came out, Broadway audiences were stunned by the tortured relationship and brutal language. To this day, Edward Albee remains bemused by the response.
There's no language in the play that would offend anybody. There's some ideas that maybe people don't like to think about. Maybe people saw themselves in the play and they didn't like to see that.
Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paula Vogel saw truth when she first encountered Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the page as a teenager in the 1960s.
It's the breaking of the notion of American family as Leave It to Beaver, of the lighter 1950s comedies, of what now seems like a very romanticized view of husband and wife.
After Virginia Woolf, Vogel says the floodgates opened with Sam Shepard, Lanford Wilson, John Guare, Irene Fornes, and other playwrights taking Albee's lead.
It's this startling leap forward into complexities and darkness. So just to watch in a living room this electrifying language being used as a weapon, as seduction, as a game, as an exorcism was an incredibly startling experience for a young playwright.
When Vogel isn't writing, she teaches. 37-year-old Jonathan Soniceros is one of her graduate students at Brown University. The young playwright says he's amazed by Albee's skill at crafting a story.
And it's a sprawling mosaic in this play, but he manages to, I think, organically shape it to where you have these moments of intense clarity. And that's, I think, as playwrights, we all want to have every day, and is difficult to achieve.
And while playwrights strive for the controlled chaos Albee pulls off, it's the chance to let loose that draws actors to the play's over-the-top characters. Kathleen Turner is Martha in the new Broadway production.
She's most attractive to somebody who loves to throw themselves around on stage. At one point, George says Martha is the only true pagan on the Eastern Seaboard. There's that quality of free spirit, that quality of there not being any rules that, you know, God, it's just very alluring to me.
Just try to stay on your feet, that's all. These people are your guests.
I can't even see you. I haven't been able to see you for years.
If you pass out or throw up or something...
You're blank. A cipher.
And try to keep your clothes on, too, Martha. There aren't many more sickening sights than you with a couple of drinks in you and your skirt up over your head.
A zero.
Your heads, I should say.
Party, party!
Before heading to New York, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf had its pre-Broadway run in Boston. At a time when blatant sexuality, crass language, and wicked behavior are commonplace on stage and screen, Albee's dialogue still draws nervous laughter from theatergoers. Actor Bill Irwin, who's best known for his physical comedy, plays George.
I mean, these are mature and hip adult audiences, but almost sounds sometimes like kids or adolescents going, did he say that?
Even though the characters are rooted in the swinging, boozy 60s, the play seems to appeal to people who weren't even born then.
It hit me like a frying pan. I was just completely in awe of the writing and how strong Martha was. And to me, she was like the Lady Macbeth who had more feelings.
Alexandra Tobiah is a freshman drama student at New York University. For class, she needed to find a meaty female character to study for the whole semester. She picked up a copy of Virginia Woolf.
It deals with people who are supposed to be your parents, people who are not supposed to engage in this type of activity. I think that this play is still shocking just because at a certain point you're supposed to grow out of all of that. And that's what's scary, because it's like, whoa, you know, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be Martha when I'm 52.
And 18-year-old Tobiah has only read the play. Writer Paula Vogel says it's remarkable how, even on the page, all these characters are flesh and blood.
Who knows how he wrote it, where it came from? I mean, I can't imagine sustaining that page after page after page. But that's why this will be 100 years from now on the required reading list in an American or world drama course that teachers will put into the hands of an 18-year-old and say, you have to read Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Edward Albee was 33 when he finished writing Virginia Woolf. Today he's 77. He doesn't like to talk about himself or the play nearly as much as everyone else does, and he cautions that Virginia Woolf might be famous for a very simple reason.
A play develops a certain celebrity because it's what, scandalous, or it's exciting, or it's this or that. And then something very curious happens. A play starts getting famous for being famous. And its fame increases as the years go on because it is becoming more and more famous for being famous.
When it comes to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, a lot of people, it seems, would disagree. For NPR News, this is Andrea Shea.